In a speech to the General Assembly Tuesday, Secretary General Annan called for a radical overhaul of the entire UN bureaucracy.
My assessment is, if I may put it bluntly, in one sentence, that in many respects, our present regulations and rules do not respond to the current needs. And indeed, they make it very hard for the organization to conduct its work efficiently or effectively.
A 32-page document outlining the reform proposal calls for a wide variety of changes and updates in management. Among them is what Mr. Annan calls a drastic simplification of budget and financial management processes, streamlining the bureaucracy, modernizing computer and other technology, as well as outsourcing or moving some jobs, such as translation services, to other countries as a cost-saving measure. The proposals to improve efficiency are partially in response to demands by the United States and Japan, which together pay more than 40% of the UN budget. But the Secretary General warned that the proposed reforms would cost more, at least in the short term.
Yes, there are real savings to be made through these proposals, since over time they will reduce the cost of many of our activities by ensuring that they are carried out more simply and effectively. But what the report shows above all is that for many years this organization has been skimping on investment in people, investment in systems, investment in information and communications technology, and that these deferred expenditures must now be made up for.
One of the most controversial proposals is to contract operations out or shift work to lower cost locations. A recent report estimates outsourcing of translation services could save $35 million a year and free three floors of the 38-story headquarters building in New York. At the same time, Mr. Annan's report calls for an increase of $280 million a year in salary and staff benefits. The New York headquarters employs about 4,500 people. But Mr. Annan noted that worldwide, the organization has 30,000 employees, more than half of them in the field. The biggest growth area in recent years has been in peacekeeping, which takes up 70% of the $10 billion annual budget. To underline the growth of peacekeeping, Mr. Annan noted that when he took over as Secretary General 10 years ago, peacekeeping accounted for only 50% of a budget that totaled less than half of today's $10 billion figure. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.